There is a scam alert out there. What's it about?
Well, we're getting some reports from some of our customers that they are being contacted by someone claiming to represent Atmos Energy and demanding payment for past due balances. And while that is not out of the ordinary, it's the way these calls are being conducted and some of the things that they are not doing that has raised a red flag for us. And we can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that the way these calls are being conducted is not how Atmos Energy conducts business.
So how does Atmos Energy conduct business?
One of the things that we will do is, as I said, it's not unusual for us to make contact with a customer who has a past due balance. But one of the things we will not do is we will not just bully you into trying to make a payment. One of the things that we will do is we will offer you different payment options. We will offer you by phone. We will offer you using a debit card or a credit card or checking account information. Or we will also remind you that there are authorized payment locations here around town where you can walk in and physically make a payment there. And the other important component that is one of the most obvious things missing from these scamming phone calls is our representatives will verify all of your account information before proceeding and before they ever take any payment information. We're going to make sure that we're talking to the right person that's on the account before we ever get any identification or any payment information.
One way to check the legitimacy of the call, I would think, from the customer standpoint, if you have any sort of hesitation, just ask for your phone number and I'll call you back.
Absolutely. And just see how they react to that. As I said, it's not unusual for us to ask customers to make payments. But as I said, I cannot stress enough, we're going to verify your contact information and your account information before we ever start talking dollars and cents. This apparently is a nationwide utility scam. And so some of our customers have reported suspicious phone calls as people demand payment and claim that they represent Atmos Energy in the process. Another option they can do is if you don't know, always feel free to call our customer service line. Our customer contact center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that number is 888-286-6700. It's not the easiest number to remember, but you can go to our website, atmosenergy.com, and there's complete contact information there.
Or as you mentioned, you can go to one of the payment locations.
Yes, there are any number of payment locations around town. A lot of them are convenience stores, and a lot of them, too, you can look on the windows or perhaps the glass doors of those locations, and it will have our logo and say that it is an Atmos Energy Payment Center. Keep in mind, there usually is a nominal fee associated with that, but you can always go online to our website, atmosenergy.com, and make a payment there, or you can pay by credit card over the phone. But under these circumstances, I completely understand if someone does not feel comfortable doing their credit card information over the phone, so that's why you can go to our website. And I would also encourage people to take advantage of budget billing opportunities, look at ways that you can spread out the balance of your gas bill throughout the entire year to make it more of a uniform balance as opposed to varying from month to month. And not only that, you can set up revolving payments through our website, or if you feel more comfortable, you can do like I do, you can set up those payments through your bank. That way you control the flow of money from one account to the other.
Just don't be bullied.
You know, absolutely do not let yourself be bullied, because that's not how we work. We're not going to call you up and say, you will make payment right now, give me your credit card information, or this will happen. We may tell you, look, if you don't do this, you leave us with no alternative but to turn off your gas service. But the one thing we're going to do before we ever start talking money is we're going to verify who you are, what your account information is, where you live, and even your account balance.